Ever since high school, people have mispronounced her name as Irma Herrera. When she'd correct their pronunciation, they'd ask, "Where are you from?" as if it was a foreign name. Herrera's new one-woman play called Tell Me Your Name explores her struggle with people's perception of her over time, having a, quote, foreign name, and her identity in multicultural America. She came by our studios to tell me more.
I was very interested in why do people have such a reaction if I tell them my name is Irma Herrera and I refuse to say that my name is Irma Herrera?
What kind of reactions do you get?
Like, what? Well, how do you say it in English? Well, there really is no English translation for my name. You know, my name is Irma Herrera. It's my name. Yes, if you want to pronounce it in English, that is how you would say it, but that's not how I'm going to say it. And I think the first rule of making friends, doing business with anybody is respecting their name.
So you grew up in South Texas.
I did.
And did you come across this issue a lot, or were you even thinking about it?
Well, I never thought about it because I grew up in complete segregation. I grew up in a Mexican-American community that was totally segregated, so I never really dealt with white people until I went to high school. Mm-hmm. And in high school, of course, teachers and classmates did not pronounce my name the way I wanted it pronounced.
And so you go to this school, people call you Irma Herrera. Do you remember what you feel?
That wasn't me, you know? That I responded to that because that's the name they called in class, but that really wasn't me.
And at that time, were you starting to be aware of that, of the importance?
I was starting to be aware. I became aware of the importance of names very early on. When I'm about 6 years old, I'm with my parents, and we visit my favorite uncle, my tío Otilio, and his wife. And around noon, we hear the pickup, the truck that my uncle drives delivering gravel and construction materials. And when he comes inside the house, I notice he's wearing a shirt with a patch, and it has the letters T-O-M. I'm just learning to read, so I sound it out. And when we leave, I say to my dad, "Papi, why does Theo's shirt say Tom?"
"Because that's what they call him at work."
"Do people have different names at work?"
"No, mijita. It's that the Americanos can't say Otilio, so they call him Tom."
"But why doesn't Theo teach them how to say his name?" So very early on, I saw that my uncle, who was a very dignified man, was being disrespected at work. But he had a limited education. He was a laborer. I'm sure he never insisted on his name being pronounced correctly.
Because what would that mean?
It would mean the loss of his job. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, I feel that the privilege I have of having had a wonderful education, of being a lawyer, of having some power, limited, in society, in a way I feel like I'm the proxy for all those people who don't have the opportunity to say to someone else, "No, that's not my name. I prefer that you call me by my correct name." And that name is Irma Herrera. But I remember one day I was upset because I would hear newscasters say on NPR pronouncing French names so beautifully. Jacques Chirac, François Mitterrand. But you get a Spanish name and they'll go, "Tom Perez."
Why?
Well,
is
the
that?
Last name is Perez. It's not Perez.
What is it? Why?
What is it? It's a status thing. Mm. Spanish is a low status language. Mm. And people would be embarrassed to speak poor French.
Mm.
Even though the number of people who speak French in the world is like 2%, but it's always been associated with status and international
class.
Diplomacy and class. So Spanish is a low status language, and people don't care. And one day I remember yelling at my radio because they were talking about the former Secretary of Transportation, Federico Peña, but they pronounced his name Frederico Piña. Mm. Well, a piña is a pineapple. And there's only one R in Federico. It's not Frederico. And so I'm asking, where are the editors in all this? Why is no one saying to the people who are doing the news stories, you're not pronouncing that name correctly,
right,
and this person is as deserving of your respect,
right,
as Jacques Chirac or François Hollande or whoever?
And so what do you want people to leave with after they see your play, really?
I really want people to think about all the ways in which we discriminate, because we all do. And that's really all I want, is for people to think about, what do I do that I should check myself about?
Hmm. So can you take us out with a bit of performance?
Well, sure. I'll tell you what my closing scene is. And so a few years ago, I was in Copenhagen, and I saw this sign in front of a store that said Irma, I-R-M-A, in huge letters. And it turns out the largest and oldest grocery store chain in that country is named Irma and pronounced like my name.
Mm-hmm.
So in the closing scene of my play, I say, now when people ask me where I'm from, I tell them Denmark. And then I tell the story about going to that store, and I show a bag that I got that has Irma written on it, because that's the name of the store with its logo. And so I finish up by saying, standing there, I began to wonder, if people back home thought I was from Denmark, would they try harder to say my name?
And leave them thinking.